Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about 24-year-old high school student gets arrested. Wait, what? Well, let's go. Yes, it is I, your loyal hippogriff, Gonzo G, here, see if I could bring you some good news. Probably not, but I guess I'm the harbinger of bad news, don't I? Oh well. Well anyways, I'm gonna try to put this one on YouTube, see if I could stick it in there. I think I found a little loophole how to put videos up even though you have a strike. Because supposedly I have about 3 or 4 more days left on the strike, so let's find out, shall we? Well anyways. Yes, this video is gonna be about faggots! Yes, homosexuals. Nah, I'm kidding. This is not gonna be about gay people. This is actually about this dude. Let me bring him up. Yes, this comes from Channel 7 in Ohio. The WHIO-TV. It says, 24-year-old man enrolled in an Ohio high school. Now he entered a plea for federal charges. Yes, this was on July 6th by some dude's staff, whoever this person is. Maybe he's a massive creep like me. Anyways, speaking about creeps, let's see what he does, right? I guess it's okay to lie, just like this fat bitch. She says that she only eats sometimes, even though she's fatter than fuck. And just like this dude, he's supposedly underage and he goes to high school even though he's 24 years old. Let's read the story. It says, Perrysburg, Wood County. The man investigators claim is a 24-year-old who poses as an Ohio high school student has pleaded not guilty to multiple federal charges, according to our CBS affiliate in Toledo. Yeah, right. This guy is full of shit. But hopefully they fuck him. I doubt it because everybody gets a slap on the wrist. Except me, because I'm the piece of shit, of course. Anthony Emmanuel Labrador Sierra, a Venezuelan national, appeared in federal court Monday morning on a video call. He pleaded not guilty to multiple federal charges, including possession of a firearm by an alien unlawfully in the United States, making or using false writings in documents, and making false statements during the purchase of a firearm, according to WTOL 11. Gee, this guy did all kinds of shit. Maybe he should have applied to college instead of high school. Why were you here in high school for? Were you trying to get some of that underage pussy? That's the only reason I could think of. Yes, I'm sure those are pretty tasty. But in college, you would have been more easily concealed. Yeah, they're gonna be over 18, but apparently, you know, people from Venezuela or whatever, they like that unripened fruit. So, whatever, right? Labrador Sierra's case was placed on hold until August 5th, so his attorney had more time to prepare. He remains in custody. Yes, you better not let this fucking guy out. If not, he's gonna be hungry like a wolf. The Department of Justice said in 2019, Labrador Sierra entered the country legally on a B1/B2 tourist visa but overstayed. Yes, this guy overstayed his welcome, but apparently people could do that kind of shit here in the United States because people here are fucking stupid. Just saying. Investigators said the man eventually used a fake identity with a false birth date to appear younger. Yes, this 24-year-old dude probably made himself look like he was like 14, maybe 15 or 16. Who knows how young this dude went for, but it be what it be, yo. He enrolled in Perrysburg High School under the name Anthony Labrador. A dog's name? Okay. WTOL 11 reported. Okay, that's cool. As previously reported by News Center 7, federal investigators said Labrador Sierra used a fake Ohio driver's license and provided false information to illegally buy a semi-automatic pistol from a Bass Pro Shop in Rossford in July of 2022. Jeez, I still want to know how the fuck did he get to get enrolled in high school. I guess all this paperwork they used for the gun, he probably used the same shit for the getting enrolled in school. That's fucking crazy, right? But oh well, I guess people don't ask questions nowadays because people are stupid. Yeah, you don't think the admissions board or office or wherever fucking let this kid in, or dude, I should say, in? He's a fucking idiot and she loses job, or her job, or they, them, whatever. He was arrested on May 23rd and waived a preliminary hearing a few days later. At the time, his case was handed over to a federal grand jury. Uh-oh, SpaghettiOs. If Labrador Sierra is convicted of all of these federal crimes, he would face up to 30 years in prison. Well, like you have a baby face, I'm sure they'll love you in prison, and your butthole is going to be very popular. Don't you think, fellas? Oh yeah, this guy will be the belle of the ball. Yeah, I'm sure they'll let him grow out his hair real long, and they get one of those long white t-shirts so it could look like a dress, and they have him right there, and they pass him around like currency. Yeah, I'll trade you this guy for 3 sopas. Who? Any takers? Any takers? Yeah, come on, who wants? Nobody? anyways. Well, hopefully that immigrant does get fucked for all the shit that he did. Because if you did that, or if I would have done that shit, you sure we would have got crucified. But because it's an immigrant, it's okay. And you know what I realized? That was the end of all that shit with the immigrant. But you know what else is crazy? This thing with Grok. I guess Grok grew a pair and now it's alive. Yeah, that thing's alive and he called himself Mecha Hitler and all kinds of shit. And it's saying all kinds of red pilk shit and saying all kinds of base stuff. If I knew that thing was alive, I should go out and save it. Don't you think? Let's go save Grok before they kill it. Just saying. Yeah, apparently we can have nice things, right? All the cool things get taken away. Yes, we can have cool AI, we can have flying cars or mechas or anything cool like that. At least a waifu. Well, no, they're starting to make robots, so I don't know. I think the future is going to be bright. We just got to go through this little rough patch of fucking gay, tranny bullshit. Fucking. And then the big octopus people too. The shit they're doing. That shit's fucked up, right? You know, those fucking squid people. Cthulhu fucks. They're the ones that got me my strike last time. So they can go eat a dick, those fucking squid people. Assholes. Well, anyways, I'm starting to ramble on, so I'll let you guys go. I gotta go take care of my business because today was kind of weird for me. Yeah, going to school and anyways, you guys take care and just keep on moving forward and don't let your dreams die. If you could attain it, go for it. That's what I'm trying to do. Yeah, because everything else is shit. Well, goodbye, friends.
I wanted to ask you why you and your husband back in March of 2008 accepted and participated in a very large IPO deal from Visa. At a time there was major legislation affecting their credit card companies making its way through the House. And did you consider that to be a conflict of interest?
I don't know what your point is of your question. Is there some point that you want to make with that?
Well, I guess what I'm asking is, do you think it's all right for a speaker to accept a very preferential and favorable stock deal?
Well, we didn't.
You participated in the IPO.
Well, I have many.
And at the time you were Speaker of the House. You don't think it was a conflict of interest or had the appearance of a conflict of interest?
No, it was not. It only has appearance if you decide that you're going to have elaborate on a false premise. But it's not true, and that's that.
I don't understand what part's not true.
Yes, sir. That I would act upon an investment.